Good Saturday morning. Bob Bosal with you on the last Saturday in March already, or it's about time, depending on how you look at it. We're going to start this morning with our guest, John Erickson, a customer agronomist with Micagen, on our silage-specific program as we focus on silage this morning again with John. It's all brought to you by Micagen brand silage-specific corn hybrids. Visit Micagen.com. Well, John, they're forecasting warmer weather today and tomorrow, first part of next week. Snow going to be all gone?
I don't think the snow will be all gone, Bob, but I sure am looking forward to some warmer weather.
Well, I guess so, and I haven't talked to a lot of guys about they're trying to spread manure, but I don't think in a lot of fields there's a lot of frost, so be careful.
Yes, that's very, very true. You know, you hear different comments from people. Some places have frost, you know, and other places don't have any frost. So it's you got to kind of pick your areas, I think, and what's been going on in those locations.
So. Absolutely. So hopefully Mother Nature will get us in there before too long, but it's still only the 1st of April, and we're not in Texas or Tennessee yet, so no, we don't have to worry about it.
But warm weather sure would feel good, wouldn't it? Especially if tomorrow they're talking maybe the 60s, right?
Yep. Well, yep. Upper 50s, 60s. We'll see. Some folks will probably hit 60 south of us. Well, we want to talk again about our silage focus program. We've talked, John, a lot about the nutritional needs of the cows and the cow ration, how BMR fits into that. But what about the crop itself as we're growing it, the importance of nutrition to that crop? How do we look at that? Because once we feed the BMRs, we know we can take some of that corn out and the BMRs will be enough for giving us more milk production. But the crop itself, as we grow in it, talk about the nutrition of the crop as we get set to grow it.
Well, Bob, you know, we have talked a lot about nutrition in the cows. The last couple programs we've talked about getting ready for the spring, you know, looking at field selection and some of those issues. And nutrition can really be related to a lot of aspects on the dairy farm. And when we talk about feeding milk cows, quality of the feed, amounts of feed, ration balancing, all are terms we hear talked about from a cow feeding aspect. But as we've been talking about preparation for this next season's crop, I think, you know, we've talked about some of the factors that go into successfully growing the corn silage, especially BMR and the TMFs. But, you know, I think as you think about nutrition from a crop standpoint, I think, how do we get high-quality, high-yielding silage crop? And I think, like feeding aspects of the dairy cow, nutrition can be applied to the growing crop, right? So I think some of the important things to understand when we're thinking about crop nutrition are crop nutrients. We've talked about, you know, in the cow, some of the nutrients and different things in the feeding, but crops are very important too. And I think for a grower, understanding crop nutrient removal is really important to how they fertilize for the highest potential for this upcoming season. You know, as we look back, input costs have been high recently, and it's been tempting for growers to kind of skimp on the nutrients that save costs. And I think they need to understand, though, that over the long term, that approach can lead to reduced yield and reduced quality of the silage, and ultimately the profitability of the dairy. And that's going to impact, you know, the yield of the crop, the quality of the crop that they're feeding the cows.
Now, we're talking about silage-specific corn hybrids. So are these BMR TMFs we talked about from Micagen requiring different nutrients, more of a particular nutrients? I mean, N, P, and K. What about the micronutrients and how that fits in? Again, we have to know what's being taken out. But what are the requirements of the nutrients? How much and which ones are so important, John?
Well, first, Bob, to answer your question, you know, BMRs or TMFs or dual purpose or grain hybrids, what's needed for a crop is really the same for all those types of corn hybrids. So, you know, it's not going to change a lot. But as you look at what's required for the crop to grow, there's really 15 elements that are considered essential to plant growth. However, the big three are nitrogen, phosphorus, and your potassium, and those are usually the most limiting to the yield and the quality. Nitrogen is usually the most limiting, you know, and most people give the most attention to this in a fertilizer program. But over the last 6 to 8 years, Bob, the high cost of that P and K have really, I think, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past too, have led to a cutting of rates in either the P or the K. And I think that's partially to compensate for what they need in nitrogen. You know, cutting the application of even the minimum amounts of these nutrients really can start to mine that soil. And as I mentioned before, I've seen that in some of the soil tests that guys have taken. And in many cases, most growers won't see a yield drop initially, but those yield levels eventually start to fall. And then I think guys start to wonder about crop performance. So we need to really remember that the crops can only yield as much as the most limiting nutrient will allow. And I think, you know, the low P&K are going to contribute to that reduced silage quality and quantity.
So what about P&K as a removal from the soil by that crop? How much goes out?
Well, you know, I always kind of put it in terms of most people are familiar with grain corn yields. So as an example, if we have a typical yield around here of 150 bushel grain corn, growers need to kind of think about this. The removal for that crop is about 60 pounds of P2O5, and that's kind of that's what's in the fertilizer, and about 45 pounds of K2O. So OO60 potash is K2O is the ingredient portion of the potassium in that fertilizer. Let's say comparatively we get a 20 to a 21 ton corn silage yield, which is typical around this area. The removal for that crop is going to be about 105 pounds of that P2O5. That's twice the amount of phosphorus that's coming off there. If you look at potassium, it's approximately 230 pounds of K2O, and that's over five times as much potassium. So those nutrients really increase as we talk about silage versus grain hybrids. If potassium, most of it's in the stalk, and that's why we lose a lot of that from corn silage. So you see, that's why it's really important that growers stay on top of those crop removals, especially in corn silage.
And this time of the year, of course, we're talking about fertilizer. A lot of guys are waiting to spread manure. So how do we know that what we're putting back on there is going to meet the needs?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that's why I wanted to talk about this kind of at this time of year, because, you know, growers are talking with their crop consultants, their crop advisors right now to figure out what they're going to do. And in many cases, many have already talked about them. But I think, number one, a couple things to think about. You know, if growers have a lot of manure to apply, it's really important to work with their crop consultant, making sure that manure is going to go where they're going to have the most benefit to the crop. A lot of times what I've seen, if we're restricted by these nutrient management plans, which we need to have out there, but we're restricted on what we can apply where, one nutrient and another may be short in terms of what the crop removes. And I think this most commonly occurs with potash. And that's what I've seen the shortage of in many cases, because we're using a phosphorus-based nutrient management plan in many cases. And so those are the types of situations where growers need to talk with their crop advisor, crop consultant, fertilizer supplier about potash applications, for example, to balance the nutrients in the higher yields. I think a second point to think about is, you know, the crop input, the cost of those crop inputs. Last I talked in this winter, you know, the prices had moderated a little bit, so now may be a good time to add some of those nutrients, the phosphorus and the potassium if they need it. Again, using a soil test and advice from their advisor. But the other thing to think about right now, milk prices are very good for the dairies. It's strong, so it may be a good time, and I called it an investment in the soil, you know, replacing some of those nutrients that are short in the field. Now may be a good time for dairy producers to do that with the milk price being pretty good.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea either to build up that nutrition, because we're finding out that we had some feed challenges last year, and the cows are showing it in production.
Well, and I think bottom line, it all goes back to, you know, quality in, quality out. You know, the other word, the other stuff comes out. So if we have good crops and we nourish the crops, that's going to provide a good quality silage to nourish the cows.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you. Enjoy the weekend.
Good to talk to you.
All right. John Erickson, customer agronomist with Micogen on our Silage Focus program, brought to you by Micogen brand silage specific corn hybrids. Visit micogen.com. More coming up. Stay with us. I'm Bob Bosold.